Did you know that one Muslim man stopped the Russians from invading his country for over 30 years? You see, Russia is the biggest country in the world, but it actually used to be just a small principality surrounded by cold, flat deserts of snow from all sides. There were no natural barriers like rivers or mountains that they could use to protect it, and the Russian villages were regularly raided by their neighbors. So in the early 1500s under Ivan the Terrible, the Russians began conquering their neighbors in all directions and expanding their borders as far as possible until they hit those natural barriers. They reached the Pacific Ocean in the east and the Carpathian Mountains in the west. They tried to reach the Indian Ocean down here, but they kind of got stuck in Afghanistan because Afghanistan is impossible to conquer. And then you have the Caucasus Mountains, over where the Chechens and the Dagestanis and a bunch of other Muslim peoples live. And these are some of the toughest people on the planet. In the late 1700s, the Russians invaded, and at first the Muslims were able to push them back. But because they were disunited, ultimately, the Russians were able to take control of the northern side of the Caucasus. But it was a constant fight, and the Muslims would not give in. Rebels would rise and fall and rise again, determined to kick the Russians out of the Caucasus. And at one point, the Russians managed to capture a Muslim leader with 60 of his soldiers in ambush. Only two survived, one of which was a man by the name of Sheikh Shamil. This was a big mistake for the Russians. You see, Sheikh Shamil was an Avar from Dagestan, the same tribe that Habib Nurmagomedov is from. And for the next 25 years, Shamil waged constant war in a legendary fight for independence. The first 5 years he spent consolidating a small state. He took control of many towns and valleys and rivers from the Russians and built forts in the mountains with roads to connect them. But in 1839, he was caught in a Russian siege, surrounded on all sides. Under cover of night, Shamil with his pregnant wife and their youngest son went to a nearby river where they built a raft, loaded it with dummies, and set it adrift in the water, which distracted the Russian soldiers stationed along the river and allowed Shamil and his family to escape. The Russians managed to recapture all the land he took, and many of his generals pledged allegiance to the Russians, including one of his other sons. Once again, he was on his own. He fled from Dagestan to Chechnya and started again, and he managed to convince the Chechens to unite under him. And by 1843, he had raised an army of 10,000 soldiers to fight back against the Russians. The Chechens marched towards Dagestan and managed to capture fort after fort. And for the next 10 years, Shamil fought a war of attrition, capturing and recapturing forts until both armies were slowly drawn into a stalemate. But the Russians had had enough and doubled their efforts in the Caucasus, sending army after army to deal with the Muslim rebels once and for all. They managed to trap Shamil in a small town with 400 of his men, but this time there was no escape. In 1859, after 31 years of fighting, Shamil, now an old man, surrendered to the Russian army, defeated. And to be fair, the Russians actually treated him very well. He was exiled to a small city in Russia just outside of Moscow and was given a house and a monthly salary. And 10 years later, he was allowed to travel to Istanbul and then finally to Mecca for Hajj, until finally passing away in Medina and being buried in Jannat al-Baqi'i among the Sahaba, other heroes of Islam. Perhaps a fitting end to such a legend of the Ummah. Like and follow for more Muslim facts.